From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. Heather Murdoch has more.
In a Wednesday briefing released to the public Thursday, Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Carter is visiting Iraq to see what the U.S. can do to improve the security situation. The next major move for the Iraqi government, supported by a U.S.-led coalition, is the retaking of Ramadi, a strategic city held by ISIS.
Iraqi security forces are positioning themselves in various locations around Ramadi in an ascent to place a noose around the city.
He says between 1,000 and 2,000 militants are believed to be holding Ramadi, but that their supply lines are being cut off by Iraqi troops. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Secretary of State John Kerry urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to accept the agreement.
The choice we face is between an agreement that will ensure Iran's nuclear program is limited, rigorously scrutinized, and wholly peaceful, or no deal at all.
Kerry was testifying at the hearing along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya. On the trip, Mr. Obama will promote the growth of American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives in Kenya on Friday, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. This is VOA News.